with a look at Radio on the Go Sports for this Tuesday morning. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting on Halloween. Well, after withstanding years of criticism about nepotism and a floundering and unimaginative offense, University of Iowa brought clarity to Brian Ferentz's status on Monday as interim athletic director Beth Getz announced head coach Kirk Ferentz's son will be out as offensive football coordinator after this season. The Hawkeyes' offense has never been prolific in Ryan Ferentz's seven seasons, but the unit has been in a free fall for 3 years. The team's 232 yards per game average this season ranks last in football bowl subdivision by far. Its scoring average of 19.5 points per game is 120th. Since 2021, Iowa has averaged 268 yards a game, last in the FBS, and 20 points per game, which ranks 123rd. Former athletic director Gary Barta restructured Ferentz's contract in February, cutting his salary $50,000 to $850,000 and requiring the Hawkeyes to average 25 points per game over a 13-game season in order to secure his return in 2024. Getz said the decision to remove Brian Ferentz was made after her conversations with Kirk and Brian Ferentz and school president Barbara J. Wilson. Getz is Brian Ferentz's immediate supervisor rather than Kirk Ferentz due to state nepotism law. Brian Ferentz was a defendant in a race discrimination lawsuit brought on by a dozen former players in 2020. Ferentz and former strength coach Chris Doyle were accused of making inappropriate comments to black players and being abusive. Brian was removed as a defendant shortly before Iowa agreed to pay $4.2 million in a settlement to former players. Since Kirk Ferentz hired Brian as offensive coordinator in 2017, the Hawkeyes have averaged 320 yards and 25.3 points per game. The total yards average ranks 131st in the scoring average, 100th in the bowl subdivision over that span. And the Hawkeyes hit bottom when they managed just 12 total yards in the second half in a 12-10 home loss to Minnesota on October 21st. The Hawkeyes are 6-2 and overall and 3-2 in the Big Ten. Four-way tie for first place in the West Division. They will play Northwestern in Chicago this coming Saturday. The Northern Iowa football team has climbed to 18th in the latest Stats FCS Top 25. The Panthers are 5-3 after a 24-21 win at Illinois State and 4-1 and tied for second in the Missouri Valley Football Conference race.
I'm pleased that we're making progress, and the fact that I know we got the confidence, I think that there's a lot of, there's a sense that they're going to win. It's just how they're going to win. And now it becomes that consistency thing we've always talked about in here. They are starting to play well as a football team together, and I think that's what says the most of what I've seen the most in the past few weeks.
That's UNI coach Mark Farley. The Panthers host Western Illinois on Saturday, and Farley says the Leathernecks are better than their 0-8 record.
It is as good a team as anybody on any given Saturday, and so that's why we just have to keep the shovel out, in my opinion, and keep digging our way out of this and not worry about what's going on around us, and just keep your head down and keep digging.
And Farley says the approach can't change based on the opponent's record.
You know, every week is going to turn out different in this league because of who plays who and how our league is set up. So I'm not concerned about the big picture. It's more about this week to stay grounded in what we're doing and get better this week.
Western Illinois at UNI at the Dome, kickoff 1 p.m. on 99 The Wave this Saturday. The number 4-rated Clarksville 8-man football team soars into the state quarterfinals of the playoffs after an overpowering 50-8 win at home over Iowa Valley last Friday. Clarksville had an efficient first half, offensively scoring a touchdown on all four of their drives. They led 30-0 at halftime and cruised to a 50-0 win. Head coach Darren Bullen says the Indians have no reason to doubt that they are capable because of they are playing lights out right now, and says it's rewarding to see the Indians' hard work pay off.
You know, second round of the playoffs, to win 50-8, that says a lot about our guys, you know. And I told them after the game that if you have any doubts now how good we are and if we belong in the top four, this game should have erased it because we played lights out. It's just satisfying to know that our hard work is paying dividends, and these guys deserve it. They're putting in the effort day in and day out, and I couldn't ask for a better group to coach.
And in that game against Iowa Valley, the Indians were led by sophomore Owen Baker with 15 carries, 123 yards, and three touchdowns. Senior McCabe Bloker, 10 carries for 126 yards and two scores, and a passing touchdown as well. And senior Eli Schmidt added a receiving touchdown. The Clarksville defense was led by sophomore Kaven Kuhlman with 11 tackles, and he added a kickoff return for a touchdown as well off an onside kick, which is rare. Clarksville rises to 11-0 in their football season. They have a rematch with 6th-rated Gladbrook Rhinebeck in the quarterfinals. Coming up on Thursday, a trip to the Unidome is on the line. To state volleyball, where the number 8 Applington Parkersburg girls will take on number 2 Hinton in the state quarterfinals at Extreme Arena this afternoon. The 7th-seeded Falcons enter the state tournament 34-8 overall. They're on an 11-match win streak. They advanced with a 3-0 sweep of Emmitsburg and a 3-2 set win over Central Springs, and also a 3-2 win over South Hardin in regional tournament play. Head coach Candace Gillespie says the Falcon ladies got to the volleyball state tournament because of a new level of teamwork and togetherness.
Our girls know and have confidence in the girl next to them that they're going to get it done for them. And then they're also, when that girl next to them gets the job done, they are so excited for the success of that girl next to them. And so, again, that is just a huge testament to who they are as individuals. And when you can be unselfish, but yet play your role, it's huge. You're going to have a lot of success. And so we're just really proud of them for that aspect of what they bring as individuals.
Serving has been a key strength entering the tournament with the 3rd most aces in 2A. Aggressive serving has paid off recently, especially in the postseason. Kinsey Mowinkle and Peyton Closter each have over 300 kills to lead the team offensively. Hinton is rated number 2 in the state. They are 30-1. Their only loss happened back in late September to Sioux City Helan. They swept their way through the regional tournament and have a strong defense. And the match airs today at 2:25 AP against Hinton from Coralville and Extreme Arena in the state volleyball tournament. You can hear that over on 99 The Wave, and a pregame coverage starts at 1:55 with John Mowinkle. The winner will advance to Wednesday's state semifinal against either Grundy Center or Carroll Kemper. Speaking of Grundy Center, they are in action. They play Carroll Kemper, as we mentioned. Spartans enter at 37-7. Head coach Lori Willis says her team enters the state tourney with a great deal of confidence due to having already played some Iowa's best teams in the regular season.
The term that we kind of keep going back to is we're battle-tested, you know, or battle strong. So, I mean, we've gone up against the best. I mean, Dyke New Hartford is the best, and we've gone up with them. And each time we played them, we've gotten better and we've scored more points, you know. So, and it's kind of fun. I love the team, their approach to them. They're not afraid to play them. They, like, want to play them because they understand we're going to get better. And there's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You're just going to get better if you have that mindset and you don't cower away. And I love that mentality that they take with that. And playing those tough teams and being able to do it against those tough teams, that's where we gain our confidence.
Carroll Kemper comes in 34-6. That match between Grundy Center and Carroll Kemper airs on 99 The Wave following our AP Hinton matchup. Here on KLMJ, we have another state volleyball matchup. It's number 1 Dyke New Hartford up against number 8 seed Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. The Wolverines enter the state tournament 47-0. Head coach Diane Harms says, though, the state tournament experience doesn't get old, especially for members of the team experiencing it for the first time.
Going down there and being a part of this, and, you know, our team meals and things that we do here come postseason, you know, it's all new for them, and just their excitement is a different level of excitement than the players who have been there before. You know, just the experience for all of them, and honestly, every year you have a new team, and so every team approaches things differently, but I think it's great that you always get new faces down there to have that opportunity to go through that experience.
And Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont, a state semifinalist from a year ago, was 26-7. The match is at 2 p.m. Pre-game coverage right here on KLMJ for Dyke New Hartford at 1:30 today, again on KLMJ. State volleyball did start yesterday in Class 5A. West Des Moines Dowling won over West Des Moines Valley 3-1. It was Ankeny Centennial beating Ankeny High 3-2. Pleasant Valley 3-1 over Johnston. And Waukee Northwest defeated Cedar Falls 3-1 in 5A. Class 4A quarterfinals yesterday, Clear Creek Amana swept Norwalk, Indianola in 5 over Marion, North Scott in 4 over ADM, and it was Council Bluffs Lewis Central defeating Cedar Rapids Xavier 3-2 at state volleyball yesterday. As we said, Class 2A today, or actually 1A, 2A, and 3A will be having their state quarterfinals going on today, and a couple other matchups of interest include in Class 1A BCLUW against St. Andrew. That'll be at 8 o'clock tonight. Don Bosco plays Fort Madison Holy Trinity at 8:25, among some other games going on. 3A starts it off this morning at 10 a.m. at Extreme Arena. Stay tuned for our live coverage later today with Radio on the Go from State Volleyball. I'm Dwayne Carstens reporting. Radio on the Go Sports.